It is Monday, September 11th, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. I have Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics on the phone with me. Happy Monday, Michael.
Yes, well, back at you.
I want to ask, let's update an interesting bit of news with this story that Talk Business has been following. And I think you've been following this since it was the City Wire. And it's about this burial mound.
Yep, we've been following since 2009. It's been an issue, really. Well before then, the Archaeological Conservancy bought it in 2006. But yes, it's a historic Native American mound, could be 1,000 years old. And it was originally, when it was originally built, it was about, to give people a sense of the size, 200 feet long at the base of each of the four sides and about 40 feet tall. But it's obviously, the Caddo Indians didn't stick around to maintain it, so it's been in a state of disrepair now for several decades. The Conservancy bought it, and they've recently invested around $40,000 to restore one side of it. Was crumbling away. But the interesting thing is they knew that there was a family. It's the Stoppelman family, Heinrich and Katrina Stoppelman, who were immigrants. They came over on the boat and made their way somehow to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and somehow acquired property that had this mound on it. And their family, we don't yet know how many, but their family, at least Heinrich and Katrina, were buried on top of this mound. Well, the Conservancy tracked down a family member, a guy named Tim McDowell, who lives in Colorado. And well, actually Tim, it was kind of a mutual connection, but Tim learned about this. He was in Fort Smith a few years ago to restore a headstone on one of his great-grandparents at Oak Cemetery in Fort Smith. While he was in town, he went to the genealogy department at the Fort Smith Public Library. Lo and behold, discovered he had family members buried on the mound, which still is interesting. When I was interviewing Tim, I said, you know, that's interesting. You know, I don't know many families who just happen to have a family member buried on a historic Indian mound. That's definitely unique. And he said that they've received a lot of questions about it. And interestingly enough, Tim said that he actually had some remorse about the fact that his family had used the mound that way. But he said, you know, those were different times. There was not the sensitivity about how you should or shouldn't use historic structures like that. So he did have a little bit of, and he wanted to let me know and the public know that, you know, yeah, they're proud of their family, but just kind of wish they hadn't buried themselves there.
This is a story for those of us who love history that just kind of keeps on giving, though.
Yes, and of course we're going to keep following it. And it, you know, the Conservancy doesn't yet know what they want to do with it when they finish. You know, their first goal is just to get it restored, get the trees and a lot of the vegetation off of it, get grass established, try to get it to looking to what they think those mounds look like. And then, you know, we'll see what we do with it. Hopefully, you know, maybe between the university, between the city and other groups, there could be some kind of small park, some small interpretive center, and it doesn't just kind of, you know,
languish,
be forgotten again.
Yeah. All right, one last thing that I'm going to throw you a curveball. Did you last week have anyone call you up and wonder if Amazon was coming to Arkansas with their second headquarters?
No, I mean,
I got a few of those calls.
Well, then they obviously didn't read the story, because Amazon made it clear where, you know, they want a metro area of at least 1 million people. I don't think there's one of those in Arkansas.
Not yet. In defense of the people who called up and were wondering, it was before the story actually broke.
Oh, all right.
So.
No, I don't. If they came to Arkansas, it would be a heck of a coup. Plus, Amazon is known for gigging at very high levels in terms of getting incentives, getting tax breaks, getting direct cash from cities and counties and states for their operations. I'm not sure Arkansas can afford to compete with some of the bigger states in terms of providing some of those incentives.
I'll put my money on Austin. How's that?
That's a good bet. That's one of the top bets.
All right. Well, we don't have Amazon second headquarters here, but Michael will be back with us on Friday. Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about The Mound and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, have a great week.
All right. You as well, Kyle. Thanks.